Laura Anderson, Laura Anderson, 11/26 to 7. 55-year-old woman had a COVID 5 weeks ago. She's not complaining of chest wall pain, but it's more than chest wall. Pain is on the left side, radiates the left arm, has shortness of breath associated with it. Got really bad last night, took 2 aspirin. Patient wants to know if she has pleurisy. I told her the pain that she's having is definitely not consistent with pleurisy. We would like to send her to the emergency room for EKG, chest x-ray, and further workup. Patient has a family history of heart disease rather extensively, and she's a smoker with history of gastroesophageal reflux. At first, she was very much adamant about not going because she has an appointment with a cardiologist tomorrow, but after talking to her for over 20 minutes, she's agreed to go to the emergency room now. Mammogram up to date. Colonoscopy is scheduled for next year. DEXA scan is up to date. Social. She works for Fastenal, F-A-S-T-N-A-L, married, 35 years, 3 children. She smokes, she drinks occasionally. Surgery, tonsils, medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, no hypertension, no hyperlipidemia that she knows of. Only medication she takes is pantoprazole. COVID immunization, none. She's alert, she's awake, allergen and drug allergy, family history, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and hypertension. 120 pounds, 98%, 98.5, 16, 93, 124 over 74, heart positive, some positive, 2 lungs, a clear abdomen, soft mixed, rigidity, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with any lesion. Assessment, chest pain, number 2, left arm pain, number 3, last night associated with shortness of breath, number 4, patient definitely needs to go to the emergency room, number 5, I gave her a note to take with her to the emergency room for evaluation. Next number, she'll call me with the results tomorrow. Next number, she's keeping an appointment with the cardiologist because she still needs a stress test. Next number, I told her there's no substitution for CPK, troponin, repeat EKG, and a chest x-ray that can be done in the emergency room instead of waiting till tomorrow in case she has severe coronary syndrome that needs to be addressed. And once again, after much discussion, she's agreeable to go get that done today. Thank you.